For giving me the floor. Actually, we just prepared here some comments, not actually a statement. So we are going to make some comments from Brazil. First of all, I would like to thank Ambassador Sanchez Fung and Directress Luz Maria de la Mora for analyzing the report and for delivering such good analysis on the report. Brazil not only aligns itself to the statement made by Guatemala, but also would like to thank the country for speaking on the behalf of the whole region on such important moment. Brazil also aligns itself with the statement delivered by Peru, president of the G77 and China, and part of the Latin American and the Caribbean. The low growth trap of less than 1% per year mentioned by the colleagues from our region and present at the ECLAC report emphasized the need for assistance to the region, not only in terms of technical cooperation, but through the development of policies that could help specific countries to address structural problems, such as their high debts, which limits their capacity to invest in education and technology development. One thing that I would like to emphasize here is that in 2024, Latin America attracted 3.22% of the flow of all direct investments, while the regions accounts for nearly 10% of the world's population. So it's one-third of the if you consider the amount of investments attracted and the amount of the population is one-third of the goal. A considerable part of the aid and the funds received by the region comes from regional banks, such as the Inter-American Development Bank and regional initiatives. So the idea here is that we should act more, not only internally, I mean the region, but also try to cope with other other initiatives and international initiatives. The region remains highly commodity dependent since the creation of the UNCTAD in 1964. It's of high concern to the region. Other regions have moved towards new situation, but the Latin America remains highly dependent of commodities. The work carried out by ECLAC, including through policy recommendations of high importance to the region, as it offers valuable insights about the region's situation. However, its work is generally neglected by the region itself and lack connection with other international initiatives that could aid the region development. That's the reason we'd like to highlight the efforts here at the UNCTAD made by ECLAC, but we should connect the regions with and the what's done here by the international organizations based in the region with UNCTAD. Reinforce the linkage between ECLAC and other international organizations. International organizations could contribute towards looking for synergies between UN and the region. I would like to pass out to my colleague who has a question here.